NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. An investigation's underway after a standoff at a synagogue in the Dallas-Fort Worth area ended with the death of the hostage taker. All four hostages were safely released last night following an 11-hour ordeal. Authorities aren't providing many details about the rescue at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue. It began when the suspect entered the place of worship Saturday and began making demands. Over 70 million across the U.S. are under winter weather alerts this morning as freezing rain and snow roll across parts of the eastern U.S., including Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas. And authorities are warning of power outages from the southwest through the mid-Atlantic. The new governor of Virginia is starting off his term by lifting COVID mask mandates in public schools. Jim Forbes has more.
During his inauguration speech at the state capitol on Saturday, the newly minted Republican governor talked about his vision for the future.
One act of service and sacrifice at a time can make this Virginia we love stronger and better for all who live here.
Youngkin also discussed unemployment, public safety, and education, and his plans to make things better for fellow Virginians. I'm Jim Forbes.
You may have never heard of songwriter Dallas Frazier, but you've more than likely heard his songs. Hellfire. The Country Music Songwriting Hall of Famer died Friday at the age of 82 after battling health issues from a stroke late last year. During a career spanning several decades, Frazier became famous for Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys and There Goes My Everything by Jack Green, among many others. Tennis champion Novak Djokovic's now on a plane leaving Australia on an Emirates flight to Dubai. The world's number one tennis player is being deported instead of competing to win the Australian Open. The 34-year-old athlete has not been vaccinated against COVID-19. Leading Australian government officials to say his presence in the country may have posed a health risk. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.